Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutter. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, the common cold sure lives up to its name, doesn't it? Around this time of year, colds are all too common. And that's just one more good reason to keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Because Speedy Alka-Seltzer can add comfort to your own pet cold treatment, help you feel better while you're getting better. You see, Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache, the feverish feeling, the general aches and pains that can make you feel so miserable when you have a cold. And when your cold causes a raspy, irritated throat, Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing gargle, too. Just dissolve 2 tablets in 1/4 glass of warm water and gargle. So, whatever your own pet cold treatment may be, add comfort to it by taking Alka-Seltzer. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Just a minute, coming. Well, Lester Nelson.
Yep. A kindly young man next door, as they say in them soap operas.
Come right in.
Thanks, I got the afternoon off.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, president of the plant died. Wasn't that lucky?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, he didn't just die. See, it happened 20 years ago.
Oh.
But every year on this day, we celebrate. I mean, we get the afternoon off to pay our respects to his memory.
Oh.
So, Sally and I thought we'd go to a movie. Say, you know, no matter what you say on an occasion like this, it comes out all wrong, don't it?
Well, at least you've got the afternoon off.
Yeah. So, me and Sally, we were kind of wondering if you folks would like to go with us to the movie.
Oh, thank you, Lester, but I've got a million things to do around here today. Himself is upstairs rummaging around the attic.
Who is it, Molly? Somebody come in?
Lester Nelson, dearie.
Oh.
He and Sally are going to a movie this afternoon.
A movie?
Yes, and he wants to...
Isn't he working?
I'll take it, Ms. McGee. No, we got a break this afternoon, Mr. McGee. The president of the plant... we're celebrating the... Sally called the plant and said I was sick.
Oh, gold breaking, huh? Well, that's what me and Fred Nittany used to do every now and then. I ever tell you about old Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him used to have a vaudeville act together from Starred Rock, Illinois, together across from Ottawa?
Yes, you did.
Boy, those were the good old days, Les. We traveled all over the world with that act, me and old Fred.
Yes, they were just like brothers, Lester, fighting all the time.
Well, that's nice. Say, what's that thing you got there, Mr. McGee?
This? Oh, I was just going to show it to you, Les. Look what I found in the attic, Molly. My old boomerang.
Goody.
Boy, what memories this thing brings back. I ever tell you how I got this boomerang? When me and Fred Nittany played the kangaroo circuit in Australia?
Many times.
Not me, Mr. McGee. You never told me that one.
Dearie, Lester and Sally are going to a movie and they don't want to be late, so don't hold them up. It's 1:30 now.
Well, we won't be leaving for at least an hour yet. You know how long it takes Sally to get dressed.
Good. Sit down, boy. Molly, put on a pot of coffee like a good girl, will you?
Well, I tried. If these kids never get to the movie...
You see, Les, it all started back in 1923 when me and old Fred got a wire from our agent.
Yeah?
Report to the Kangaroo Palace Theater in Melbourne, Australia, Monday morning, it said. And since me and Fred were just closing a 3-day run in Cicero, Illinois at the time, we had to hustle like everything to get our... I got this boomerang, kids. The very boomerang that I used to do my command performance before the crowned heads of Australia.
Crowned heads in Australia?
McGee crowned them, Lester, with the boomerang.
Oh.
My, that is an interesting story, Mr. McGee. I'm awfully glad I stopped in time to hear it.
Yes, I'm glad I stopped in, too, because it's getting quite late, Lester. We've already missed the first feature.
Yes, it's 3:30. If you kids are going...
By golly, that sure is a fascinating story, isn't it, Sally?
Yes, it's very interesting.
He got that thing from a native boy, Mr. Wimple. A little 12-year-old Australian Aborigine bush boy.
Yes, and I heard the story, too, Lester. Amazing.
Bosco the Boomerang Boy, they called him. And that boy could do stuff with this boomerang that you wouldn't believe.
I wouldn't. I know that.
And he taught me everything he knew, and I built me an act around it. I could handle this boomerang just as good as Bosco could.
As good as a 12-year-old boy. Just imagine.
Can you still throw it like you used to, Mr. McGee?
Why?
Not in this house, he can't, Lester. I've had it.
Oh, well, I...
And if you and Sally expect to make that move, you better get started, the both of you.
I think so, too, Lester. It's been nice, Mr. McGee, and
oh,
I certainly...
Oh, we wouldn't want to come in the middle of the picture, Sally. We're right in the middle of it now, honey.
Why, sure it is, Sally. I'll spoil it if you come in the middle.
Well...
So I tell you what. While you kids are waiting for the movie to get over so you can come in at the beginning, let's all go out in the front yard and I'll give you a demonstration.
Oh, dear.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'll show you the technique that Bosco the Boomerang Boy taught me and how to throw it and make it come back, when to duck, when to run, and all stuff like that.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Say, by golly, look at that boomerang sail, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, look at it go. That was a good one, Mr. McGee.
Oh, I'm just warming up now, fellas. Where'd it go? Did you see where it fell?
Let us go help him find it.
Never mind. I see it. I got it.
I thought the thing was supposed to come back to him when he throws it, Mrs. McGee.
Well, it is, Sally. Supposed to. Oh, I wish he'd bury that skull buster before somebody gets hurt with it.
Well, I've given up on the movie. It's too late now to go.
The part I want to see is where you throw it and make it come back to you, Mr. McGee.
Yes, I thought a boomerang always comes back when you throw it.
Oh, sure. There's nothing to that, fellas. Anybody can throw a boomerang and make it come back in a straight line. Anybody.
I couldn't.
Ah, any good boomerang man can. Just throwing it out and making it come straight back, that's too simple to fool with, Les. The trick I'm going to show you kids now is a real trick.
Uh-oh, run for the hills, everybody.
Oh, now why do you talk like that, Molly? Gee whiz, you don't even know what I'm going to do.
Do you?
Why, certainly. Wimp, you go through the house there and open the back door and the service porch door. Leave it open, understand?
All righty. The back door, huh? Well, now, don't do the trick, though, till I get back, because I'm...
Now, I'm going to demonstrate, my friends, the trick I used to use for a finale at the Kangaroo Palace in Australia.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to do it without the three bushy-headed stooges from the audience, of course.
The three what?
Bushy-headed guys, Sally. I used to get them up on the stage and ask them to wait back in the wings, see? Then I'd wind up and toss this old boomerang out over the audience.
Gee.
While the drums rolled round and round, it'd come back to the stage, through the side curtain, around through the wings, back out to the footlights, and land at my feet. And as the applause died down, out would come the three bushy-headed guys, only they were bald now, and they'd holler, "I say there, Yank, what happened?"
Oh, I liked him seeing
that.
Oh,
that must have been inspiring.
All right, Mr. McGee, I've got the back door open.
Okay, Wimp, you stay back there now. Stay in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? But I want to see...
You'll see it, boy. Stay right there now. Now, what I'm going to do, my friends, is I'm going to sail this boomerang out toward the street.
Yes?
And if it don't turn and go right around our house and come in the back door, or at least hit the back porch, I'll put $3 in the sugar bowl.
Oh, now you're talking, boomerang boy. That's a deal.
Oh, this ought to be wonderful.
Doesn't hardly seem possible.
Now, you ready, everybody?
Pitch it, Bosco.
Here goes.
Say, look at it go.
Yeah. My, that's wonderful, McGee.
It's climbing up Look, look, it's turning.
Uh-oh. Oh, sure.
It's coming back toward the driveway.
Will you look at that? Clear around the corner of the house.
Well, match.
Yeah, I'm going to run through the house and see if it comes in the back door. Mr. Wimple, watch for it.
McGee, that's wonderful the way that thing sails. Oh!
Oh, my gosh, I wonder what
the... Who did that? Who broke my garage window?
Oh, what a shame. It was going so good.
That's the man across the alley. I'd know that loud mouth
anyway.
Gee
whiz, I can't understand what happened.
Emily, come here and look at this window. Who did this?
Have you got the $3 you mentioned, dearie? Because I think we'd better get over and pay Mr. Grogan before...
And I'm sorry it happened, Mr. Grogan. Here's $3 that'll pay you for putting in a new window.
Thanks. And I'll give you a little advice, McGee. Try to remember that you're not a child anymore. Grow up.
Well...
Oh, he will, Mr. Grogan. I'll see to it.
Well, good. Now, here, McGee. Here's your baseball bat.
Baseball?
Here's your boomerang, Mr. McGee.
What?
It came in the back door just like you said it would, right through the back door.
Hey, what's
well,
going
for the
on?
Love of him, I can't understand
it. It hit me right on the head, Mr. McGee. Oh, if Sweetie Face ever learns how to do
no
that...
No kidding. Oh, boy, you hear that? I did it, Molly. I did it.
Heavenly days, that's just amazing.
Well, hey, this baseball isn't mine, then. It must belong to some kid.
Sure, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Teeny.
Sure. It was us kids that broke Mr. Grogan's window, mister, with my baseball.
Oh, dear. Well, no wonder.
Well, for the love of...
Yeah. Me and Willie Toops. And we sure want to thank you for paying for the busted window, Mr. McGee, because we only got 11 cents between us.
Well, if this ain't the... of all the silly... Well, gee whiz...
Ah, Bosco, the boomerang boy does it again.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you can't always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. Now, that holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. Next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Molly, where are you?
In the kitchen. You know, that trick you did with that boomerang this afternoon was just amazing.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
I didn't realize you were so talented.
Oh, well, shucks.
I guess I have just about the most clever and talented husband in the world.
Oh, well, gee, I know it was a good trick, but...
Dishes are ready, sweetheart.
And they say men are clever. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple, as well as the man across the alley, was played by Bill Thompson, and Les and Sally Nelson are Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington. Well, Mr. McGee comes up with a strange and new hobby tomorrow that should be good for a few laughs for you. Tune in and see. This is John Wall saying goodbye for now.